Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball for the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi, everybody. I'm Maury Povich. On my podcast, On Par with Maury Povich, I'm going to sit down with the icons, the stars, and the faces at the very center of today's big cultural moments. With everyone from comedians Josh Johnson, Dan Soder, Leanne Morgan, to newsmakers Don Lemon, Joy Reid, Aaron Parnas, and so many more. So join me for new episodes every week, because nothing is off limits. Great conversations. They're always on par. Follow and listen to On Par with Maury Povich wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, at the end of the last half hour.
And now, this correction from Drive Time with DeRussia.
So, it is delicious that I do a diatribe about how annoying the legal department is with all of their restrictions and requirements, all the things they want us to say to do a dang contest. We're just trying to give away a couple of Twins tickets, right? We don't need to make this into a federal event. And so I am making fun of it. And then I read the little thing that Dan puts in our sheet. And a couple of you on the text line noticed that I said the Twins tickets were for this Saturday, May 24th. And just proving you can put anything in front of me and I will read it with authority.
It was an Anchorman moment, wasn't it?
I'm not great with dates and numbers. That was often a thing I would screw up on the morning show.
And the calendar keeps changing all the time.
Every year. It's different. Every day is different.
Yeah.
So I screwed that up.
Well, I appreciate you trying to jump in front of the bus on this one for me. But it really was my screw up. Because not only did I tee you up for the discussion about the lawyers and the legal training.
It's true.
I also, in trying to be too rapid in setting up the show sheet for today, copy and pasted from the wrong email.
Wrong email. Yeah.
And what's doubly stupid about that is that I have to go through and edit what we get sent so that it's, you know, readable for you. And in all of that editing, I never caught the fact that I was editing the wrong email.
Well, the words came out of my mouth, though, so it's my fault.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. It's a team effort.
I mean, you did screw this
up. I absolutely screwed
it up. You for sure set me up to screw it up.
Yeah.
But ultimately, I was wrong. So the bottom line is, you're not getting tickets for May.
No.
You will get a four-pack of tickets for next Tuesday.
Sure.
Against the Texas Rangers.
I mean, they are going to be home on Saturday, though, right?
I don't know.
I think they are.
I was
packing
up.
A long
up.
Road trip, you know.
I was packing up my mom and dad and bringing them the game on Saturday. Yeah, it is. There. Because it's Toronto.
It's
in
Toronto.
Town. Remember,
so
we were talking about whether Toronto fans were coming.
So we're not, you know, that far off. It's a different team in blue. That's
but
all.
You're not getting tickets for Toronto. You're getting tickets for Texas Rangers Tuesday, June 10th. Now, the good news is Tuesday is Prince night at Target Field.
So no bobblehead.
No bobblehead.
Sorry.
But is there a Prince theme night giveaway? Well, you know where you can find out. Twins.com/tickets.
All the information you could ever want.
Accurate dates for games. All of that available at twins.com/tickets. This has been the Department of Correction.
Oof.
Man,
the legal team's not going to be happy with us.
Well, somebody just sends this nonsense off to the FCC, and it's curtains for us based on, although a quick, clear correction? Does that go anywhere? I guess we didn't cover that.
We didn't cover that part of it, no.
Hard to imagine in an hour seminar on contests that we didn't get to what happens if you botch it up.
I thought that they covered everything else, but apparently not.
Dan doesn't want me to talk about this next topic, but I'm going to. Dan likes to try to prevent us from engaging in conversations that are going to go nowhere because people are entrenched and sometimes nuance is challenging. Is that fair? I think that's
pretty much nailed it. Yeah.
So that's why you were reticent to talk about.
I think this is a challenging conversation to have because, like you said, there's nuance involved, and people go so straight to their silos,
yeah,
and to their talking points that the way that I think what you want to talk about is fantastic, and I hope we have that conversation.
We'll do our best.
We'll see what happens.
So we're going to talk about the fact that the center of America's kind of political hot take, social division, industrial complex is going to be right here in Minnesota starting tomorrow at 8:30 tomorrow morning, because there is a Minnesota high school girls softball state tournament that will feature, at least according to a lawsuit, will feature a pitcher who was born a male, born a man, and now identifies as a girl. That's really all we know. I don't think we know the medical side of it. We don't know what the treatment is. We don't know. I think two things can be true. One, the most important thing, I think, is that in our haste to make a political point, we should remember that we're talking about kids. This Champlain Park High School team is a team full of kids. And being a jerk and outing the name of the kid to make your political point, to me, is ridiculous. So Congressman Tom Emmer retweeted a post on Friday that outed the name of this person. The name is not in the lawsuit. It's available on the internet. To me, Tom Emmer should know better and do better. He can make his point without naming the person. And yes, the name is out there, but you're responsible for you, not for every other thing that's going on in the world. So my main issue is remembering that this is a kid. And when we talk about adults making decisions, and I think I've been pretty consistent on this, saying that I believe if you choose to have treatment, if you choose to have medical treatment, to have hormones or hormone blockers or whatever, I believe you give up the chance to participate in a girl's sport. Different people have different opinions on this. I understand that. My view is that we have worked so hard to have better opportunities for girls and women in sports. And the reason that we have separate divisions is to give opportunities for girls to compete, to be a part of a team, to learn the lessons that you learn when you play sports. We do not have basketball. No, we have the WNBA, we have the NBA. We have girls basketball, we have boys basketball. We do not have to twist ourselves in knots to try to say like, well, you know, I mean, people could. No, we have a boys basketball and girls basketball. Boys basketball should be for boys. Girls basketball should be for girls. Now, I have generally believed that this argument is made in bad faith by people who are pushing this argument, because there are not that many people who are affected by this. There are not that many
transgender girls trying to play sports in America. You are going to hear about every single one of them because there's a political purpose for people to do that. That said, I do think it's a valid issue to talk about. It affects not just the one person. When you think about this softball tournament, it affects all these other teams that played against this player. It affects families. It affects other people. Now, do I think that also some perspective is warranted? When you're looking at whether your high school team makes it out of the sectional and gets the state finals, does it really matter? Is it really like something is being ripped away from you? Is it? So I'm undercutting my own argument there a little bit by saying that the result of this doesn't really matter. But the result of this doesn't really matter. That said, we have boys sports and girls sports for a reason. And I believe it should be that simple. What is the best way to deal with it? I think that is, I think that's tricky, right? Because do you want to go to testosterone level testing? Maybe that's the answer. That's a simple answer. It's part of your physical. You take a physical. If you play sports in high school, you take a physical. You could do a blood test, I would assume. You could set some level of testosterone and say, like, well, here's the line. Because in our world today, saying the line is, well, you're a boy, you're a girl. Well, what do you do if some, these sorts of situations? I welcome your reaction at 651-461-9226. My main point is that we should be able to talk about this stuff respectfully. Me saying, I've had people come at me for saying that I think if you make the choice to have treatment, I'm not saying you're making the choice to be trans. I'm saying you're making a choice to engage in treatment. And that when you make that choice, you give up other things. And playing in a gendered competitive sport, to me, does feel like something you should give up. There are other activities you can do. There are other things you can do. But to me, that's something you give up. It's going to get messy tomorrow when everybody comes and tries to make their political point. And whether you agree or disagree, it is still a kid. It's still a kid. We'll break. 651-461-9226. Lots of good text coming in. We'll talk about it as we come up. It was Tom Emmerer, the congressman who has really been carving out a very bold line between him and the governor of Minnesota. And he retweeted Riley Gaines, who is a swimmer who's become one of the faces of the movement to ban transgender athletes from taking part in women's sports. But it's not just Riley Gaines. It's not just political people. Martina Navratilova has been very outspoken on this issue, saying, you know, that she fought for women's sports and equality in women's sports. And she worries that this undermines it. And I agree with her. I do think it undermines it. I also think we need to dial it down a bit when you're talking about one of our neighbors who is a teenage high school kid. Last night, a team of hardworking female athletes in Minnesota were denied a state title because our state's leaders refused to stand up for reality, safety, or fairness. This insanity must end. And then the tweet he reposted had her name in it. I mean, these are the rules in Minnesota right now. Should they be the rules? I don't think so. I don't. But there will be a lawsuit, and the courts will decide, and off we'll go. Minnesota, as a state, has been under investigation. But then these, you know, I think this is a conversation that reasonable people can have different opinions about, but it's never great when you get like the Outkick sports team coming to town. Outkick will be at the state championships to report every step of the way. Do you really need to like stick it to this one high school team, which is playing under the rules of the state of Minnesota? You're going to take it out. Now, again, I disagree with the rules. Like, I'm on, well, I don't know if I'm on anyone's side on this issue. Let's go to Alex in Minneapolis. Alex, you're on CCO. Go ahead.
Hi. So I just wanted to acknowledge what you guys were saying with the nuance. I know that people can get very, it's black and white for a lot of people.
Yeah.
One of the things that I think I, as a woman identifying, I'm a female born woman, I think is one of the most frustrating is how in the narrative, it kind of gets this perception of that women are physically to some degree weaker than a trans woman, which is actually inaccurate. So, and for a child, it's even more inaccurate because typically your testosterone increases as you age and then it peaks and then it decreases as you get, as you get older for males, right?
Right.
So when you're on estrogen hormone therapy, it actually stops the production of testosterone and starts to heighten and increase the production of estrogen. So when this trans child is playing with other females, they are essentially hormonally the exact same, and it decreases strength and muscle mass. So when we talk about these, and all of this is like,
but we also see with our eyes, right? So you see some of these athletes where you're like, okay, like, you know, what I worry about, Alex, is that this debate, which I think most Americans find this, aren't that interested in the nuance and find it pretty simple. They're like, girls should play in girls, boys should play in boys. I'm worried that this is going to give people an excuse to sort of go down a whole road of like, well, you know what? It's also okay to discriminate against trans people and trying to get a job or trying to get an apartment or whatever.
That
this debate is sort of silly in a way. Like, I think it's pretty, if you have a gendered sport, it's gendered. And like, if you're trans, sorry, you don't get to do it. In the real world with jobs and life, we got to protect those people's rights because they're people. We love them. They're, you know, they make different choices or they have a different situation than maybe we can even imagine. But like tough, like this is America. We give everybody respect and a shot, you know.
I agree. And I was just talking with my mom about this a while back because she does a lot of advocacy for LGBTQ rights. And even she agrees that boys should play with boys, girls should play with girls, and that that we should be welcoming people who identify as other things. But if you are born male, that you should play with boys. You see what I'm saying? So you should just have welcoming spaces to where if they might not identify as that same gender, but they still, you know, should play with the other kids who have the same parts, essentially. If
right.
That makes sense.
Right. Yeah. Alex, thank you. Jeff, you get the last word. Jeff in Sauk Rapids, thanks for listening. Go ahead, Jeff.
Thank you. I think it's just simple. When you're born, the doctor, your parents, looks between your legs, identifies accordingly. It's on your birth certificate. That's that. As far as Emmer doing what he did, well, it reminds me of a line in The Fugitive. When Tommy Lee Jones yelled, "I don't care," because I really don't.
Jeff, thank you. You know, I think it's also worth noting that today you can have a conversation about this. And I think 6 months ago, if Alex, who calls the show a lot, Alex is clearly a liberal, Democrat-leaning person. And for Alex to call up and be like, you know what, I understand why people say, like, boys should play with boys and girls should play with girls. I don't know that that would have been acceptable Or people would have felt confident talking about it. It's okay to talk about it. Like, and we may, you know what, in 5 years, we may all have a different view. These lines move sometimes. It's also okay to be acknowledging reality. Let's break. It's 4:32. DeRussia Eats is coming up next. Have you noticed the price of coffee? I have. Local company, one of my favorites. Tremendous coffee roaster, tremendous people. Peace Coffee. They're navigating this, too. We'll talk about what the latest is, how that's going to affect your cup, and also talk about pride, because we've seen a lot of companies retreating from that. We'll talk about that. Oh, one new thing Dan pointed out today. New study on coffee. What does it do? It makes you smarter. It makes you...
It reduces the risk of dementia. In women specifically, I believe.
For a second, I thought I had something. Well, good for you guys. DeRussia Eats coming back in a minute.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And DeRussia Eats is brought to you by the Minnesota Pork Board and by Certix. I'm so glad to have our next guest in studio with us, the founder, the maven, the queen of coffee. It's Lee... Have I missed any of your other titles?
I think we can stop there.
That's enough?
That's probably enough, yeah.
The Queen Bean, Lee Wallace from Peace Coffee is here. Lee, it's good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to see you too.
Coffee, how long have you guys been making coffee in Minnesota?
We have been making coffee in Minnesota since 1996. So we have been at this for a while.
It's a long time.
It is a long time, but when you're caffeinated, you can stick with things.
Right now, is that the key?
Yeah, that's it.
When you guys started, when I first met you and first started covering you, you were really a pretty small operation.
Yeah. We got our start here in Minnesota, and for a long time, we were very much a regional brand. And as people have learned more about coffee, about premium coffee, we've really seen that space grow, and we've really been able to grow into a national business as consumers' tastes have changed.
What was the biggest factor for you in getting over the hump from being, you know, I think a lot of Minnesota businesses sort of struggle with this,
yeah,
where you're like doing good and you're kind of cute.
Yeah. Yeah. But we are kind of cute. I would agree with that.
You're
too.
Very cute. Yeah. But how do you get big?
I think the key for us was we really worked to differentiate ourselves from some of those other super premium brands that can come across as very preachy, very, if you don't make your coffee the right way, you're not elite enough. It's very much trading on elitism, and we're very much trading on impact, fun, meeting coffee drinkers where they're at, learning about what they like, and saying, great, we're going to help you make this excellent cup of coffee.
You started really trying to support farmers, and this was a hot trend for a while. I think a lot of I love coffee. So I do care that the farmer gets a good price for the bean. Today I do worry if coffee is going to continue to be affordable for people because climate change and just there are only certain areas that are really perfect for growing coffee beans, right?
Yep. So there's a belt around the equator And that's the region that coffee can be grown in, which is why, for example, we can't grow very much coffee in the United States. There's only a very small amount of coffee in Hawaii and a very small amount of coffee in Puerto Rico, and that's it. So, yes, that is a limited area that coffee can grow in. And as a result of climate change, we're seeing weather events begin to impact harvest. And as weather events impact harvest, coffee, premium coffee, is becoming more scarce and more expensive.
Coffee prices, and I think we've seen it, you know, anybody who goes to the grocery store to buy their beans has seen, well, first we saw the packages shrink from
the
16.
Hey, not peace coffee.
No, well, you guys
okay, we had to go from 16 to 12.
You went from 16 to 12.
Yeah, we had to.
But you didn't go to 10 or...
No, we are 12 full ounces. You know,
you had to go smaller because
we didn't fit on grocery store shelves.
Right.
So
the shelves are a certain height.
Shelves are a certain height, and you can't fit a 16 ounce bag of coffee anywhere but the top shelf.
There was only one locally for a while. Up Coffee hung on to 16, but they've gone to 12 too.
Yeah.
Same issue. You can't fit on a shelf.
Well, and I honestly, it's also hard. You know, I don't want to run around talking about everybody else's package size. I want to talk about, you know, our coffee.
Yes.
Right. And
yes.
So I don't want to constantly be pointing out, you know, they're selling you less coffee for the same price. Right.
But
that's
But I notice, because I buy a lot of coffee, and certainly like at the ultra premium level.
Yep.
They start to go into, like, I don't know, instead of ounces, they're packaging
in grams now. Yeah,
like,
I saw that. That's
when
it.
I see a gram, I'm like,
I'm
all
out.
Right,
yeah.
You're trying to screw me here in some way.
Yeah.
But it's not just trying to screw you.
No.
It is the reality of the cost of the beans is just going up.
The cost of the beans is just going up, and it's universal. It's across the board. It's every single coffee company is being impacted by this. And so, you know, we're working to figure out how
and then
we
tariffs
can,
on top of it could be another factor.
Yes, we have started to see tariffs. So we're starting to see tariffs impact the coffees that we are buying.
How does it work? Lee Wallace from Peace Coffee is with us, based here in Minneapolis. You see him all over the world. I buy Peace at my Lunds and Byerly's. But are you at Target still?
We have great business with
Target,
all kinds of different retailers,
place,
Cub,
yeah.
Target, Kowalski's. Yeah.
I always like when I see your coffee on the shelf. It's like,
I know.
Remember when they were delivering on bike?
Like, we still are delivering by bike. But
not
yes.
all around the country.
No,
by bike,
not. No,
yes.
No way. Yeah. We don't claim that. We are available at a variety of retailers for sure.
I read the latest government based data shows ground coffee in March hit an all-time high of $7.38 a pound retail price, up from $4.30 in 2020. So almost not quite doubled, but
yep. And we have seen consistent. So we saw the
but
price
you haven't
of coffee
doubled
raise.
Your prices.
No, we have not. We have to work on, you know, can we develop different blends that help manage the cost down? I mean, we're doing a lot of work.
That's
on
what
our
I wondered
end,
because like over the years the cost of coffee at the wholesale bean level, at the ultra premium level, has skyrocketed.
Yep.
And you guys have, you've gone up in price, but like not to the degree.
Yeah. I mean, the other thing that we have going for us, and I think you noted this earlier, we have always been focused on win-win partnerships with the coffee producers that we buy coffee from. So for years of being very responsive to what's going on in coffee growing communities, we're now having our partners come to us and say, hey, guess what? I have a really low interest rate in this country, so I can hold that coffee for longer for you. And, you know, we can see if the market comes down. I mean, there's just, these are true partnerships that we're developing. And so that you're seeing that reflected in how we're able to do business.
If you have coffee questions, you can text in at 651-461-9226. Now, you mentioned the bicycle delivery.
Yeah.
And you there are actually, I got in my email an email about this today. Your two bikers, Eric and Eric.
I know. Well, we only hire Eric's apparently.
Yeah.
Yep.
1C, 1K.
Yeah. Yep. That's how we keep them. Yeah. That's how we keep them straight.
Your data says they pedaled 5,780 miles in 2020.
Yes.
That's crazy. So they're doing deliveries to local coffee shops and local co-ops and that sort of stuff?
Yep. Yeah. We are going to food co-ops. We're going to offices. We're going to the University of Minnesota. We're going any place that we think it's reasonable for us to deliver coffee by bicycle. Our bike delivery folks are still out there every day of the work week, delivering coffee right into people's hands.
When you look at coffee and the coffee drinker, have they changed in their tastes at all in your time working with Peace?
Yeah, I think there's more people who have gotten used to the taste of premium coffee and the development of that, the natural sweetness that we can bring out in the coffee. There's more people who have grown accustomed, and we have not yet seen a lot of people trading down because you develop a taste for it, right? And all the consumer research shows that people are still saying, this is my affordable luxury. I maybe won't go to the coffee shop. I bought nice brewing equipment during COVID, so I'm just going to brew my coffee at home and I'm still going to invest in a nice bag of coffee beans.
What is the number one thing that the average person who's just buying ground coffee at the store now, the number one thing that people could do to have it be better? So wait.
Yeah.
Tell us in a minute. That's okay. A great tease.
All right.
Don't you think?
Yeah. I'll wait.
You're ready.
Yep.
You'll wait. All right. Lee Wallace from Peace Coffee is going to wait. I want you to wait too. Darusha Eats continues. We're talking coffee. And you can text your questions. Already a couple coming in at 651-461-9226. Darusha Eats, we carried over into one more segment with Lee Wallace from Peace Coffee, right here in Minneapolis, but they're all over the country. So she has really a front row seat to all of the trends that we see everywhere. Lee, before the break, I asked one thing that you think people could do that would make their coffee taste better or be better. What would you recommend?
So the first thing I'm going to say is we do teach Mastering Coffee at Home classes. And if you have a Mr. Coffee that you got from Goodwill, or if you have a $3,000 espresso machine, you can come to this class and work with our head barista, and he will help you figure out how
That's
to work
cool.
with your machine and produce a cup of coffee that you like. Because there isn't anything
That's
subjective.
Right.
I mean, there isn't anything objective to what is a good cup of coffee.
We all like different flavor profiles.
Absolutely. So in general, what I would say is, and probably members of my team might have different opinions, but I think a lot of coffee brewers don't bring the water up to a high enough temperature to adequately brew your coffee. And so I think the number one thing you could do, whether it's buy a really simple ceramic pour over that you can probably find for $15 and some filters and use a kettle.
It's like what you camp with.
Yeah.
Like Minnesotans who go camping. It's the same idea.
Yeah. Yep. But a lot of inexpensive coffee brewers just don't get the coffee hot enough to adequately create the proper flavor in the cup.
For a while, I was using a kettle and doing a pour over.
Yep.
Now I have a brewer that does get up to like 208.
Yep.
So that's like, I like it to be between 203 and 208.
Yep.
This is the sort of nerdy talk that makes people say, like, Jason, can't I just go to the gas
station? And you can.
Yes, you can. Yeah. I go to the gas station to get coffee too. Like, I like all of it.
Yeah. It's like anything else that people get nerdy about, right? I mean, I sometimes drink boxed wine. I sometimes drink really nice wine, right?
Yes.
There's no shame here.
Texture says add a tiny pinch of cardamom to the coffee.
Ooh, yum.
That's nice. You guys make K-cups, right?
We do. We call them EcoPods. They are fully compostable. So that is another option that we have out there. We have our Tree Hugger Dark Roast Blend and our Birchwood Medium Roast Blend.
What is your most popular blend?
The Birchwood Blend is our most popular blend.
Does that surprise you that has stood the test of time, really?
Well, I mean, I think for those of us who have been involved in the food scene in Minneapolis, it might harken back to a now closed restaurant. But I really think people like the word breakfast blend.
Yeah.
They know what they're going to find in that cup. I also think that that is just a really good universal pairs with anything cup of coffee.
It's a crowd pleaser.
Yeah, it's a super crowd pleaser. Yep.
Yeah. You know, I'm a light roast guy.
Yeah.
And you brought me.
I brought you, our newest release, Party Animal, light roast coffee here.
And I mentioned before that some companies retreating from pride and not being as vocal. Not Peace Coffee, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. We have always said that, pride is a reflection of the fact that we are a fun-loving company, right? And so that's what we're
why
doing.
Why not? Yeah.
Yeah, we're celebrating.
Lee, I love seeing the success. Go try Peace Coffee. Thanks, Lee.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
From high school baseball to the men's NCAA College World Series to MLB and all the way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. How will you make your mark in MLB The Show 26? Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.